you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Kyle from Granite Falls is. Kyle, are you there?
Yep, I'm still here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kyle has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
What force keeps us on the ground and not floating in space?
Say it again, sorry.
What force keeps us on the ground and not floating in space?
Oh, gravity.
Correct. Gravity. Come on, Knock on My Door is the opening jingle for what TV show?
Pass.
In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of Harry's pet owl?
Hedwig.
Yes. Which fruit is known as the king of fruits and is notorious for its strong smell?
A fruit? Pass.
What is the main color of the iconic jacket worn in The Catcher in the Rye?
Black?
No.
Red,
yes. What girl group had the hit song Survivor and Say My Name? Kyle, are you there?
Destiny Child?
Correct. What insect directly gives malaria to humans?
Mosquitoes.
Yes. The U.S. Navy slogan is, it's not just a job, it's a what?
Adventure?
Yes.
Hey.
Kyle, I thought we lost you there for a second. Glad we didn't.
I thought so, too.
Whew, you got 6 correct.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Kyle, where are you heading this morning?
Into work at Climate Pledge.
Oh, right on.
Ooh. Well, that sounds fun. I mean, it's work.
So I just started a week ago.
Hey, congrats on the new gig.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What force keeps us on the ground and not floating in space?
Gravity.
Yes. Come On, Knock on My Door is the opening jingle for what TV show?
Sitting waiting for you. Hers and hers and his Three's Company.
Yes. In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of Harry's pet owl?
Who?
No.
Hooter?
No, I wish.
Dumbledore.
No. Which fruit is known as the king of fruits and is notorious for its strong smell?
Huh. Apples?
No.
Asparagus.
No.
Strawberries?
No. What is the main color of the iconic jacket worn in The Catcher in the Rye?
Red.
Yes. What girl group had the hit song Survivor and Say My Name?
Destiny's Child.
You know it. What insect directly gives malaria to humans?
Mosquitoes.
Correct. The U.S. Navy slogan is, it's not just a job, it's a what?
Adventure.
Correct. Let's Make a Deal currently airs on what network?
CBS.
Yes. What is the real first name of Stevie Nicks?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Wow.
And with that, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win.
Let's go. 8-6.
Sorry, Kyle.
It happens. It's all right.
Have fun at work.
He just got a new job at Climate Pledge.
No way.
Yeah.
I almost said the S word. I was like, no S. What's he doing there?
I don't know. We didn't get that far.
Because he
came in, Steve.
Do you guys even really care about his new job? No. Wait, since he got a new job at Climate Pledge, nobody thought to say, what are you doing there?
Well, all of a sudden you walked in and we had to get to this game.
All right, well, you could have still asked him. I would have waited.
Maybe he'll text us.
Okay, that's fair.
Maybe he'll call back.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
What if his job was playing for the Seattle Kraken, and it was just like his way around it? Like, he didn't want to admit to it, but he's like, oh, I got a new job. I work for Climate Pledge. And it's really, he's like a new defenseman for the Seattle Kraken.
Sure, and he uses Kyle from Granite Falls as an alias.
Yes.
Ooh.
I like that.
Well, now I regret not asking. Cool. Thanks, Steve. The Harry's pet owl is named Hedwig.
Okay.
And the fruit that is known as King of Fruits and notorious for its strong smell.
Durian?
Yes. Mm.
Excuse me?
Durian.
What is durian?
It's like, so I don't know where it grows, but it's really smelly, like stinky smelly.
It's like banned on airplanes because it's so bad smelling, I guess. Yes. I've never had it or smelled it, and I don't really want to.
And why is it the King of Fruits? I mean, I would feel like if you're the King of Fruits, we should all know what it is.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Ugh. I'm shocked that Apple hasn't stepped up to it. And I said, look, I'm the King of Fruits.
Also, I love that it's a strong smell and you say apple and strawberry. I'm like, what?
Well, give me a strong smelling fruit that's not durian that you encounter.
I think oranges have a strong smell.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Name one.
Lemons, limes, I don't know.
All right, now you don't need to rub it in.
Okay,
well, get it. No fruits.
You won, so congrats.
Live night is just a couple of wake-ups away, Rockaholics. We're going to be there this Friday the 13th at Showbox Soda, where everything is performed live. Nothing is pre-recorded. Mistakes are guaranteed.
Yes. And if we raise a certain amount of money, which is over $20,000 for Coach for Kids, you can do so at KSW.com. I have agreed to sing Dominic the Donkey.
A Christmas banger.
And we're getting closer and closer to that goal. So I'm getting a little bit more and more nervous. I don't know the words all that well. I'm not a lyrics guy. I just love the beat.
What's the beat that goes along with Dominic the Donkey?
Hee-haw, hee-haw, it's Dominic the Donkey. Hee-haw, hee-haw, Italian Christmas donkey. Oh my gosh, we're nearly $1,000 away.
Yeah, we're like $1,500 away. Ish. I'm really bad at math.
We're at $18,853. We'll let the Rockaholics do their own math at home. But thanks to Rockaholics like Heather Huck Leaker donated $51 or Liker. Bradley Jones donated $40. Matthew Morris donated $50. The more we raise, the more chances you get at hearing me sing Dominic the Donkey. And you know what? If this happens, I will get myself a donkey costume and I will sing Dominic the Donkey.
Whoa!
Dressed as Dominic the Donkey.
You're up in the ante?
Yeah.
You have to do that.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. Mm-hmm. I feel like we got to do it big. Like, I don't know what, like, I don't know if we need like a horn section.
Yes.
Or a donkey costume.
Yes.
Or a backing vocals doing the hee-haws. But if I'm going to do this, I need the attention to be less on my bad ability to sing and more on just the spectacle that is Dominic the Donkey.
Let's go, Rockaholics. Right. You can head to KISW.com to donate to Coats for Kids and also get your tickets for live night now at KISW.com. And those tickets start, by the way, at just $35.
Mm-hmm.
Are inflatable Christmas decorations tacky or awesome?
Awesome.
I agree. But we have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And one listener has some very strong opinions about these inflatable decorations. Join us, Rockaholics, as we slide into our VMs after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we have this new feature on the Odyssey app where you can very easily leave us a voice message. And we have been getting messages on there. Some are rather interesting. So please go on an adventure with us as we slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. You can say hi. You can comment on something we've been chatting about on the show. Or if you just want to vent about anything going on in your life, please have at it. I think it will limit you to 1 minute, though, so you got to keep it brief.
Unless you're drunk Sarah, then it limits you to 30 seconds that we learned.
I swear it wasn't my fault, okay?
I don't know. I think you were pushing that phone a little too close to your face.
Probably.
And sometimes, I think I do love when people call just to complain about the dumbest stuff.
Yes.
Because it's just, you don't expect it. And when we hear some of these voice messages, I'm like, I can't wait for us to talk about this on the radio. Mm-hmm. And that's the first voice message. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's go.
Hi, Daily Mix Show. How do you feel about those inflatable Christmas decorations?
Now, I'm guessing she's not a fan.
Okay.
But you like them.
I love them. I think they're great.
I'll be honest. At first, I thought they were kind of silly, but now being a parent and being lazy, and I don't want to put Christmas lights everywhere, I do like being able to just kind of like throw them on the lawn and just watch them grow.
I love it.
The inflatables, that is.
Because I hate them.
Yep.
I just got new neighbors a few months ago. They've got about 10 of them in their yard, and all night long, I hear the air compressor blowing them up. All night long.
What was that sound again? I don't know if that's the inflatable or their neighbors are doing something else.
All night long. They're not even that cool. They're barely festive. Get something cooler. Like, where's the light show with the music? I'd much rather listen to Jingle Bells over and over again than the humming of whatever's blowing those things up.
And if you missed it, this is what those things sound like.
Somebody come save me. Get rid of those stupid things.
I love them. I don't have any personally, but I get fired up when I see them.
Wait, you don't have any?
I don't have any in my house, but there
what
is...
What parent doesn't want an inflatable?
He has not requested
what
one yet.
What kind of parent are you? Have you not taken them to Home Depot or Lowe's?
We do have lights on the house, and we've got a Santa display with some reindeer and a sleigh out on our front little fence area, but our neighbor has like 20 inflatables.
20?
Probably at least that, honestly.
That's
sounds just like that.
20?
Yes. They've got Minions. They've got Paw Patrol. They've got Santa, the Grinch. Like, it's crazy.
All right. My question then for you with your neighbors, do they let them deflate? Because I'm that's the thing I'm torn about with these things, because they do look like butt when they're not. I mean, it just looks like a sad wasteland of, like, dead inflatables when, like, in our neighborhood when in the middle of the day, because I don't want to waste energy, at least that much. I'm wasting enough as it is. But like, I usually wait until like 4 o'clock to turn our inflatables on. We have 2 inflatables.
So do you have like a light that shines on them though? Or like, do you have enough light to be able to see them after hours?
There's a light inside of them.
Oh, there's a light inside of them? See, I've only the ones near my house.
Think. Otherwise, my eyes are playing tricks on me because they light up when at night. I don't know.
Yeah. I see these ones inflated all hours of the day.
Because we have Grinch. And we have Max from Grinch, of course. Nice. And then Halloween, Danny, we don't go cheap on Halloween. In honor of you, we have Chase that's dressed up as like a ghost or something like that from Paw Patrol. And then I would say it's Marshall, but it's like a Walmart Marshall. It's not really Marshall, but it's just a Dalmatian in a fireman's outfit.
It's Wish Marshall.
It's $15.99 as opposed to paying $60. So, you know, I mean, you gotta, Tatum seemed very excited. She calls it Marshall, and that's all that freaking matters.
Yeah. I need to get on this, though. We've got plenty of yard. I could have an entire display.
I do think, though, they are the lazy version of Christmas decorations. Like, this voicemail, like, a light show is so much more effort, and to me, it's so much more beautiful.
And expensive.
Do you know anyone that has a light show to music? Because I don't. You need, like, a sound engineer to build it for you.
We have homes in our neighborhood, not in our like specific neighborhood, but within like a couple minutes of a drive where like things are coordinated or, you know, synchronized to music.
And that's way cooler than the inflatables.
You're not wrong. I think, though, they're not the laziest.
What's the laziest?
The one that just like projects like candy canes on a garage.
Hey, the candy canes are moving, right?
Yeah, they're going in a circle.
Yeah, we have that.
Or the laser ones. Have you ever seen the laser projections where it looks like there's like little points of light all over your house?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, but then something like that. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, we have
that. So you have one of those, but you're going to throw shade at the inflatable community?
Listen, I would not have one of those. My father insists we have one of those, and because he's too lazy to get the inflatables and too lazy to put lights up, so he tries every year, but we have a bright light shining on our entire house, so you don't see the cute little snowflakes on the driveway.
Okay, so why are you complaining if you could get up on the roof and put them up there yourself?
Yeah.
No one trusts me on any roof, okay?
You know which ones I do like also? I don't know what the hell they are. The ones that like have a projection screen inside the house where they turn like a window into like a scene from Frosty the Snowman. Those are freaking awesome, I tell you.
I love all the decorations. Have you ever been to a restaurant and something happened where you instantly just wanted to turn around and leave?
Yeah, but it wasn't a restaurant.
What was it?
It was a certain gentleman's establishment in Ballard. I don't know if you know the place, but there was a place. I don't know if it's even still around. But my buddies and I, we all were like, let's go. This will be amazing. And so we went there, and there were 3 entertainers, and they were just smoking cigarettes. And they look like they maybe their best years were beyond past them. And
is this ageism? What is going on?
Yes, it absolutely is. And the one lady looked at like the 5 of us who were all fired up, and she just, I mean, you heard her go, oh, I guess I have to get on the stage while still smoking the cigarette. And like, she slowly kind of like pulled herself up.
Oh, no.
And we didn't even, sit down. We went from the entrance. They had like a back door entrance as well. We just walked right in and walked right out. And
you
like,
didn't even stick around to see?
We saw all that we needed to see.
Oh, no.
And it sounded like this when she was trying to get up on the stage.
Rockaholics, if you have ever been to a restaurant and had something that instantly made you turn around and leave, that's what we're talking about. Because we read some crazy stories that involve everything from music to children, menus. And we want to get the opinion of an award-winning local chef about this. So we're going to chat with Jason Wilson at 720.
The Daily Mix Show.
We found an awesome chat on social media where someone was asking, at a restaurant, what's something that's an automatic, I am not eating here, we need to leave?
Okay. This should be good.
So some of the replies are great, but we decided it was important for us to enlist the help of a friend of yours, Steve Miggs.
A true professional. I figure if we're going to talk restaurant stuff, I have a buddy, a fellow weird goalie like myself. We met on the ice, and he's a great dude. And I didn't know this until I started talking to him, but it turns out, and he didn't brag about this part, but I saw it online. He's a James Beard Award-winning chef. His name is Jason Wilson. You might have eaten at his place. It's the Lake House in Bellevue, Washington. Awesome, awesome dude. Great goalie.
Steve, how are you? Great to hear from you.
Before we even get to it, I have to ask you, because it was like the whole Keith Lee effect, the TikTok that made restaurants famous. Have you ever experienced something like that with a food reviewer? And like,
gosh, that Keith Lee thing. I mean, holy smokes. My first place, Crush, which was open from 2005 to 2015, our first review was from the Seattle Weekly.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it was raunchy, put it that way. And it was Bethany Jean Clement. She now writes for Seattle Times and other publications. And she's a real accomplished writer, but then it was one of her first reviews, and it was downright raunchy, and that just propelled us into the light for a while. So,
like, wow. She wanted to make love to your food?
Yeah, there was definitely some triple X descriptions about the experience. Like, it was so good, I would liken it to blankety blank blank, like, whoa, things I shouldn't say on the air. But it was great, and we all were just, I mean, I was pretty much in tears laughing. And I think at the time we thought, oh my gosh, this is, you know, she didn't take it seriously. But when we got down to it, she just had a blast. And that was pretty cool.
And you're like, there's a line outside our establishment. It's just all women wearing just nightgowns and lingerie.
Everyone looked at the kitchen crew a little bit different after that.
Well, Jason, thanks for taking the time to chat with us this morning, because we want to talk about this list of things where someone would, you know, show up to a restaurant and say, I'm not eating here, we need to leave. And these are some of the reasons why, some of the best responses. Blaringly loud music and strange lighting.
Music is, I mean, really, when you get down to it, music does so much to us, right? And you know, it's psychological, that brings back memories. But the loud pounding music, if you're not at a concert or a dance club, when you're trying to eat and enjoy a conversation, and it doesn't have to be fancy, it makes some people sick.
Yeah, I never thought about, like, you know, it does take a little bit of time and effort to think about what kind of a playlist. And I don't know if it's because I just watched that documentary, but I feel like the safest probably kind of music that might trigger good memories and good nostalgia for people is probably like yacht rock.
Yeah, it is. And I don't say that with,
you don't sound happy about that,
disparagement of yacht rock. I even go towards, like, I ate at this place in Vegas, a restaurant of Mario Batali's. Most playlists have like a genre, right? He just took the record and just played it all the way through. So it was like Led Zeppelin 4, and it started and it just went through the whole thing. And it was so nostalgic, but then he would put other kind of not super rock genre, but it would just kind of blend really nicely. And that was an interesting way of doing it.
We're talking with Jason Wilson, James Beard Award winning chef at the Lake House in Bellevue. And we're going through a list of reasons that people would not want to eat somewhere. They just want to leave. Another one on this list was no prices on the menu or no menus at all, just a QR code.
I don't know, guys. What do you think? The QR code is the thing that is growing. I love touching a menu. Mm-hmm. I love touching the paper. And when I'm in a teriyaki place, a quick serve something. There's definitely those places I like touching the laminated menu too, because it tells me where I am.
I do have to say, I like the phone one for only one reason. I experienced it over the weekend, and my wife will not stop giving me a hard time. As I've gotten older, I've had to have now glasses so I can read a little bit better. And sometimes you go to a restaurant, and it's dark, and they give you the menu, and I can't read. And I'm like, I'm the guy that's like, doesn't want to put the flashlight on my phone, or I just try and put like my phone on just to kind of like illuminate the menu a little bit.
I'm talking to you guys with my readers on, so I totally agree with you. And the no menu thing is a tough one, because it almost presumes that you want to go to a place and have them dictate what you're going to eat. I tend to think it's fun to at least read what the journey is going to be about. And that's often a fancy, fancy place. But
I always get scared also when it's like, the price is market price.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh, that means expensive.
Chef Jason Wilson.
It should be that if you have to ask, then don't ask.
Don't ask. Chef Jason Wilson. Now, Steve Miggs has an almost five-year-old. My son is five. How about children screaming or running around?
You know, that's a tough one. Because I think it depends on where you go and your tolerance for it. As a restaurateur, I've always embraced kids. At the majority of my restaurants, created little, old school lunch boxes filled with toys for them to play with and
awesome.
Finding great ways. We do, remember the school lunch tray where you've got like the plastic tray or whatever, and there's like five little areas of food. We embrace it by giving them that. And so I wonder, it's really up to people. I mean, I think it's fun to know that the family's going to be there and that kid's going to be there. Now, if you've been out the previous night until 3 a.m. and tying one on, you need to run from places like that.
Well, big thank you to our James Beard Award-winning chef, Jason Wilson, on with us this morning. The Lake House in Bellevue is where they can find you, and the website is thelakehousebellevue.com.
Thanks, you guys. Steve, I hope to see you on the ice soon.
Yes, and next time if I come to the Lake House in Bellevue, can I get one of those plates that separates all the foods? Because I don't like my food touching, so that would be really awesome.
Yeah, we'll give you double brownies.
Yeah!
Let's go. Jason, you rock, man. Thank you for taking some time out with us.
Thanks, Chef.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So now we got to take this to the Rockaholics, obviously.
Double brownies?
Yes, double brownies. What was that moment for you where you went somewhere and you turned around and you left? 206-803-ROCK. Why did you instantly leave the place? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will chat with you after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show.
I want to know about that moment where you went out to eat and you turned around and you left for some reason. What was that reason? Why did you instantly leave a place? 206-803-ROCK. Skip Dog in Seattle, what did you see an employee doing?
Oh man, I was on my way into a finer fast food establishment, the kind where they build the item you request.
Okay.
Before I made it into the door, I saw him leaning over the cooler where he gets the food to make these items, and he's looking in the mirror, popping his zits.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'd walk out too.
I never even made it in the door.
I don't blame you. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's a no for me, Skip Dog.
I mean, what are you doing there, buddy? Oh. I mean, if you're the boss, I'd be like, dude, today's your last day. What do you? We can't have this.
No.
Why not?
Hygiene. Yeah. Come on.
Well, I mean, it depends on the restaurant, Danny, I guess. But, I mean, most restaurants I go to, I don't want to see somebody popping zits.
No, thank you.
I did see a text at 206-803-ROCK. I thought this was a very interesting thing. They're like, yeah, if there's a call you pager long line to waiting to be seated, I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
It depends. There are times where I'm just like, I really want that Din Tai Fung.
What's the longest you're willing to wait?
I think the longest we waited was close to an hour.
Yeah.
And I think it was DTF. It was just like, we knew though, like we were like, okay, put our name down. We'll go shop around. They send you the text. I like that. Like,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And there are times where we even plan our like night. We're like, okay, if we want DTF, we know the lines are crazy. You know, either in Bellevue or in Seattle or even South Center. Let's get there early. Let's get some shopping done, but we'll put our name down and then boom. Ready to rock.
Look at you, planning ahead.
Not always. There are times where we're like, it's like 6 o'clock, and I'm like, we're going to have to wait till like close to 7. Are we willing to do that? And chances are no.
You can almost taste it, though. Almost.
I know. You can see them making it. Nobody's popping zits while they're making it either. It's pretty freaking delicious.
206-803-ROCK. What was the moment where you went to a restaurant and you turned around and left? Russ from Mount Vernon, what made you leave?
Saturday night, me and my wife went out to this bar, And it got pretty good reviews. We were looking for like a good Bloody Mary. It got pretty good reviews when we walked in there, and the smoke smell was so bad, it made my eyes burn. And she's like, is this a gentleman's club? And it looked like the place hadn't been renovated in like, since, you know, before they said no smoking in restaurants. It was terrible.
Wow. Dude, honestly, when you first said smoke, I thought maybe like there was a place that had like fajitas and it was like that kind of smoke. I didn't even think about cigarette smoke. That does sound terrible.
I was thinking weed smoke.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like a little contact high.
I don't blame you for leaving that situation.
Aiden in Snohomish, what made you turn around and leave the place?
So me and my buddies, it was a late night of drinking in Seattle, and we get up in the morning, we go out for breakfast, and it's on Aurora, and we're sitting down. My buddy goes, is that a hooker? And I look over, and sure enough, this lady's walking up to the table, and she's offering us her services, so we stood up and walked out.
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
What was the name of this place? I'm just curious. Yeah, for a friend. I'm kidding. Have you ever been? What's worse? I always get so annoyed when that lady with the roses shows up to your table and is like, wouldn't you like to buy a flower for your beautiful wife? And I'm like,
no.
Damn it. Now you're putting it, making it weird for me, man.
Now you look bad.
Right. Thankfully, my wife's like, don't buy me a flower from the, no, we don't need, we got bills to pay.
The only one where I walked out recently was, and this was, I kind of had a Karen moment, if you don't mind me telling you about it. I had a Karen moment because I walked in to get a growler filled from this like beer place.
Taryn goes Karen.
And I checked the hours online, and they were still open for like an hour or something like that, maybe 2 hours. And I walk in, and all the chairs are up on the tables and stuff, but there's still people drinking at the bar. So I'm like, is it open? Is it not open? She shouts over to me from the bar, oh, sorry, we're closed. But like the online hours said it was still open and there were people still drinking. And I was so mad. I went on to like their Facebook reviews and I left a little nasty little note. And then they were
Wait, you guys all gave me a hard time the time I wrote a letter to a certain place because I felt like they were putting their plant-based stuff too close to the actual meat. And the meat was getting into our meals. And you're all like giving me a hard time. But I wrote a nice letter.
I needed my beer, Steve, and
okay,
I was
fair.
Mad.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then they apologized.
Yeah, tofu is way less important than beer. I understand.
They apologized in the response, and then I felt really bad because they were really nice in their apology.
Did you delete the message?
No, I left it.
Well, yeah.
I wanted other people to know, hey, be careful. If you're going to go in and they say they're open till 8, no, that might not be true.
I know the saying, not all bitches wear capes. I mean heroes, my bad, heroes. Not all heroes wear capes. That was an inside thought that came out. Sorry.
Rockaholics, I hope you were listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday. It happens at 5:40, where we give you 3 correct answers to the 750 edition of Beat Migs. And that could be very helpful. Steve
yes.
has a record of 342 wins, 111 losses, and 59 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.